and they were saying they didn't make it hard enough on Domingue. A lot of the action in your end all night long. How exhausting is that from your perspective?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, it's a really hot building, and even the first, like, I was, you know, I felt better going in the second and third. The first just seemed like it took a lot out of me. You know, we battle hard. I wish we had, I had that third goal back to make it just one goal game, and who knows when it's 6-5 at the end. It
seemed like you were building some momentum throughout the game, some huge saves. When you make those kinds of saves, how much does it help you to build some momentum for yourself and some confidence as the game goes on for yourself?
Yeah, I didn't feel good right off the bat, to be honest, and I battle hard mentally, just kind of get myself into the game, and, you know, I thought in the second, you know, my game was much better than the first, for sure. I was reading better. I was not as aggressive. I was making better reads.
Why were you not in it mentally, or why do you think that was?
I don't know. Fatigue, maybe. Some nights you just don't feel great, and you just got to battle through, and you know, maybe that one save you're going to make, it's going to make you feel better and dialed in. But, yeah, it just seemed like it was a tough one for me to start with.
Is this a mentally challenging season for you? I mean, I think you feel you've played better than your numbers reflect it, but...
Yeah, I mean, you can't control that. At the end of the day, this is a league that you got to win, and you got to find a way to win. And unfortunately, I've been on the opposite side of that, and I just got to find a way to maybe make that one extra big save, or I don't know. It's just been a really tough year, and but... You know, I'll keep battling until the end and move on.
That first one, Jonathan, did you see it at all? I didn't. No. The way you reacted, it didn't look like.
I saw the pass. I think it was a D to D from the face off, and after that initial pass, I couldn't find that stick or that puck at all. And you know, usually when you see a little bit, you know, you can kind of drop and cover the low part, but I just couldn't find anything.
You said you didn't like that third one. You wish you could have made that.
Yeah, I picked it up late from Franz, and you know, I thought I was in pretty good position, but I picked it up late and laid on my blocker side.
On the second goal, I mean, there has to be somebody defending that guy too in the slot.
But. Yeah, they made a good play behind the net. You know, they obviously it's not a guy you want to leave alone. He's a pretty good player.
They can make it difficult, obviously. I mean, they just come in waves.
Yeah, I think especially as a goalie and even as a D-man, I think you just got to be extra patient because they try to make that extra pass, and where most guys will just, you know, shoot it when they're in the slot, but these guys will try to find the perfect play to put it in.
You stoned Gord twice on that one power play and had a lot of good saves overall in the third period. Do you feel like, is that maybe something you can build on?
Yeah, I felt pretty good. Like I said, going in the second, you know, I felt like I was more dialed in, and third, I felt the same as the second.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.